Hello, listeners. Welcome to Funk Radio. You're very excited today, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a little hyper, sorry. It's because I just had a big smoothie that has, like, caffeine and stuff in it, so I'm wired as shit.
Oh, God. All right, so we are doing another album review. We're gonna keep this one fairly short in comparison to some of the other ones we've done in the past. This particular album is called Point Pleasant, and it's by Brock Berrigan. We have talked about him once before, back in November-ish, I think. So roughly about 6 months ago when he released his previous album, Way of Life. So at the point of that review, the first time I ever heard Brock Berrigan was like that night that we recorded that episode. Whereas I think you had been at least familiar with him a little bit previous to that.
Yeah, I heard some of his songs, researched him. I'm like, holy shit, this guy has a really cool kind of trip hop mixed with soul sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out he had a shitload of albums, and he had one that came out like a month before I discovered him or something.
Mm.
So yeah, it all fit.
Yeah. So if you listeners are interested in hearing that episode, I believe that was episode 173 of our show.
And now we're on 193?
Yes, we are.
So that was 20 episodes ago. That's funny.
Hmm. So this album, Point Pleasant, just came out a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Not even 2 weeks ago, as of this recording, on May 9th.
This guy poops out albums like chickens poop out eggs.
Well, yeah. Well, even just the last one was only 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Or thereabouts. And so, yeah, he does put out albums fairly quickly, which if you like his music, that's great because,
yeah,
you know, some artists, you have the opposite problem where, you know, they don't come out
for 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do Avalanches.
Avalanches with their damn 16-year hiatus.
Yeah, the Gorillaz just came out with an album for the first time in 6 years.
Wow. Yeah, even that, I mean, that's tough when you have to wait 3, 4, 5, 6 years. So if you are a fan of Brock Berrigan, or you eventually will become one, a good thing to know is that, you know, there's never any shortage of new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned a minute or two ago that this is going to be a bit shorter of a review. I guess part of the reason for that is, well, for one, we've already kind of explained what his style is, so there's not really any reason to go into all that again. But two, having listened to this album quite a number of times since it came out, I'm finding that there isn't a whole lot to say about it, at least in my personal opinion. I guess we can go into a bit more detail, but I guess my overall one-liner would be that like a small few of the songs are pretty fantastic and like probably some of his best. But overall, I don't really get a really like memorable, cohesive feel from the album. And that's something that, at least to me, is a really important thing, especially when you have a style where it's less, here's one song, now here's the next song, now here's the next song. It's much more fluid than that. And that's something I've always really appreciated about his style, is that it does have that more kind of stream of consciousness feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's less of a delineation between each song, I feel like there's definitely more opportunity for it all to kind of feel like one cohesive thing and one like listening experience.
Yeah.
This one, and again, this is just a personal opinion, I didn't really feel it as much from this one. And even in his previous albums, many of which I like a lot, it kind of varies from one to the next, like how smooth they are throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Just mentioning that the last one, Way of Life, I still think, because at the time I had only heard that album of his, but then since then I've listened a lot more to his back catalog, and I still think that Way of Life was possibly his best and like most cohesive album to date.
Mm-hmm.
And I still really like it for that reason. This one, And you can tell me whether you agree with me on this, but it feels like it's not bad, but it's just another Brock Berrigan album. It's not, there's nothing like really exceptional about it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think he's at this point creatively right now where he's experimenting with sounds and styles and stuff. So a lot of these songs, I think, aren't meant to be taken necessarily as a cohesive idea, but they're almost like small samples of sounds or riffs or ideas he's experimenting with. I mean, quite frankly, some of these songs are very short. They're like 2 minutes long.
That's always been his style, though.
Kind of just small, sample-y.
Short, kind of like 2, maybe 3 minute songs at most, of, you know, just trying one thing and then going on to the next. And I've learned to appreciate that style a lot overall, but you can keep going, I guess. I have more I can say, but I'm going to say it later.
I was just going to say, I think because of that, with this album, maybe the reason it doesn't sound as cohesive is because he's experimenting more, and he's not trying to refine a certain sound as much as he's playing with other ideas. I don't know. I mean, again,
well,
I don't know his thought process.
On that note, I guess I kind of have two thoughts on that. One being something I mentioned in the last review of his last album was that I really liked his sound, but if there was any criticism I was to give, is that I would want to see him get out of his comfort zone and try like a longer form album with longer songs that kind of commit more to each idea in each song, you know, rather than like only dedicating a minute or two to it. So for me, actually, I think part of the weakness of this album is that he's not experimenting enough, which is kind of opposite of what you're saying. I feel like he's not going outside of his comfort zone enough to try new things, which kind of ties back into the idea that it's a Brock Berrigan album, but it's not one that I really am going to remember long term.
I think that might be I don't want to say a problem, but I think that might be endemic of artists like Brock Berrigan, is they have a sound, and the sound itself is fairly unique. I don't know a lot of other electronic artists that sound exactly like him, but I'll use Pretty Lights as an example. He has a very unique sound. Similar to Brock Berrigan, he kind of samples some more soulful sort of riffs and backbeats and stuff, but he's got a very crunchy sound about him. But he has a lot of albums. He has like 4 or 5 or 6 albums. I don't even know at this point. And I like a lot of his songs, but I couldn't tell you what album any of them were from. It's just I like this artist because I like the sound he creates. And I think Brock Berrigan kind of falls into that similar category of, he's more about the aura he gives off sonically than he is about any particular album or experimentation. I mean, to be fair, this new album, Point Pleasant, doesn't sound a whole lot different from his first. So maybe it's getting to a point where he's falling into that comfort zone of sound. I mean, there's a little bit of play and experimentation there, I think. Some of these songs do sound different. There's a couple that had more of like an African theme to it that I heard a little bit. But in general, he has a sound that sounds good, and I think he's kind of sticking with it at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, to some extent, I can respect that choice, because, I mean, he is successful with that sound, and it's a great sound, don't get me wrong. I guess Pretty Late, I mean, using that example, he's someone who I think did kind of evolve his sound over time and did experiment more with different stuff as the years went on, while retaining that same general Pretty Lights feel to it. Like, what was the name of that one album he did? Might have been in 2012, 13, maybe.
I Call Her Mad with the Sun?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when that album...
I think I have that on vinyl.
What's that?
I think I have that on vinyl.
Oh, nice. The thing with that album is because, like, all of his music up until that point, he was basically crate digging and finding, you know, old vinyl stuff to sample in his music. And, you know, that's his style. But for that album, I remember specifically that he didn't sample any pre-recorded music. He actually had a band record like actual music. Mm-hmm. I think it was all instrumental, and he did actually release that as its own album too, of just like those are studio sessions of recording that music. And then A Color Map of the Sun, those songs sampled the music that band recorded versus stuff that he found elsewhere.
Okay.
So to me, that was really cool that he tried something new and went out of his comfort zone to like create. And it still was a really, you know, there was some really good songs on that album, and it still felt like his style, but he was able to do that while trying something new musically. And I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess that's kind of where I'm getting to a point where with Brock Berrigan, I really do like his music, and I own like 4 of his albums because I listen to them that often. But as time goes on, I'm starting to get a little bit of like, okay, I'm kind of interested in hearing something a little bit different in this same style.
I get what you're getting at. It's like once he, you know, he's established the sound, it's like, okay, what, you know, what's next or what now kind of thing.
Like what, like how can you make it even better?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's going to hate us if he ever listens to this.
Well, that's funny because I did ask him to come out of the show to help promote this album, but he was not interested. So okay. I doubt he's listening. He did ask me to send him a link to the first review, but I never heard whether he listened to it.
Hey, the fact that he even emailed us back at all is better than most.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, I guess overall I do like this album, but I agree with you. It doesn't break the mold as much as I'd like it to.
I would like to touch on just a couple of the songs from this.
Yeah.
Before I do, I guess I'm curious because I know I've listened to it a number of times now, but you know, I think you've maybe given it one listen through at this point, if that. So I don't know. Were there any that stuck out to you? Because I have 3 that I would like to mention, but I'm curious to see if any of the ones that stood out to you were the same.
The 2 that stood out to me, or the 3, sorry, the 3 that stood out to me most are, I would say Point Pleasant, Owl Farm, and I guess the Waiting Game, kind of. I don't know, I like The Waiting Game, it sounded like a chill one. The reason that Point Pleasant stood out to me is because that one did sound a little bit different than some of the other stuff he's been doing. There's like a little children singing in the background, I think. I can't even tell, it's kind of more ethereal.
Yeah.
It did sound a little different from the stuff he normally does, so maybe that's why it stood out, but yeah. I liked it, thought it was cool.
Yeah.
It's the title track, so maybe, I don't know, maybe there was more in it, and it actually is, I think, the longest track on the album. So maybe there was a bit more experimentation put into that than some of the other songs, you know?
That's a good point. I mean, that's getting close to 5 minutes long, which for Brock Berrigan is like twice what he usually does.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually impressive. Yeah, for speaking of the song Point Pleasant in particular, I think I can see that, how it's stylistically it's a little bit different. Not too much, but it's a little bit different from what he usually does. Was there anything further you wanted to say about The Waiting Game or Owl Farm?
No, I just liked Owl Farm. I mean, it's not super different from his other stuff, but it's just, it's a good, really chill album, or a chill song. It kind of reminded me of Bonobo a little bit, because it kind of has that 60s violin orchestral thing going, but it's got like a very Bonobo kind of hitting bass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's a good song. I liked it. I don't know what the fuck you would farm with an owl.
You know,
you don't eat them. So
something I was actually, if he had, you know, come onto the show with us for this episode, one thing I did actually want to ask him was how he comes up with the names for his songs.
Yeah,
because
that's a good point.
Not just this album, and many of his albums, they have such random names. So I'm curious, like, how he comes up with that.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's some pretty interesting. There's a song he has on this one just called "Smoke Break."
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's a song you listen to while you're smoking, or if he was taking a smoke break.
I'm not sure. So actually, interestingly, the songs you mentioned as three to point out did not overlap with mine at all.
Oh, good.
Those were good choices, though. And there's not much on this album I really dislike. I think there's a few that I don't really care much about.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
So the songs I really liked, I'll mention the first real song. It's the second track, but it's the first real song on the album, The Look. This is definitely my favorite song on this album, and I would almost put this on the same, not maybe not quite, but like almost on the same level as his most famous song, Four Walls and an Amplifier.
Yeah, it definitely has a very similar, more vocal oriented sound.
Yeah, so I really like that song, and like I said, I don't know if it's quite on the same level as the other one, but it's, to me personally, that's like almost on that same level, which is honestly, for all the fairly negative things we've been saying about this album, I think that song like really stands out.
The more that you say that, I agree. Maybe I overlooked it because it was the first one, but I do like the times when you can tell he puts more, even though obviously there are samples or whatever, he builds a song around like vocals like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is when he does some of his better work. So.
Yeah. Well, actually, structurally speaking, the next one I was going to mention basically is the same way. The song "Joy She Brings," which kind of takes this kind of bluesy lyrical line and kind of repeats it and does a few things with it. I really like that one as well. This one, actually, he released probably a couple months ago as a single online. Mm-hmm. So this is one I've been familiar with for a little while. Contextually in the album, it doesn't really, I don't want to say it doesn't fit, but it just, it hearing it by itself and hearing it in the album like is not any different.
Yeah.
Like, I might as well just be listening to it by itself. This one I really do like, though. And that more blues influence in this song that he uses through this sample or samples, I kind of wish he would go that direction more with some of his stuff.
Yeah.
Because hearing I really like that, and that's something I want more of.
Yeah, I agree. He's sort of experimenting with different, I guess, genre samples, for lack of a better term. But I agree when he uses blues. I mean, there is actually kind of a sort of a electronic subgenre called like electro blues or something.
Yeah.
I agree. I did like this song. I kind of forgot about it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But being a blues fan myself, whenever they kind of can meld that, I always enjoy that. So.
Mm-hmm. If I were to mention one more, one that I like quite a bit, maybe not quite as much as the other two I just mentioned, but one I do like as well, it would be "Smoke Break," one that you mentioned a few minutes ago.
Did you take a smoke break while listening to it?
No, but
oh man,
I liked it. It's one of the more kind of chill out, slower songs, and I don't know, just some of the samples he uses in this one I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond those two or three songs, I mean, the other ones aren't bad, but they're just not really, like, I wouldn't jump to go listen to one of those songs by themselves.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, I don't really think there's much else we can say about this album. We've said a fair amount, I guess. We definitely didn't touch on even half of the songs on here.
Nope.
But you listeners can go check it out. It's on Spotify. It's on SoundCloud. It's on Bandcamp. You can do whatever you want.
So yeah, no, that was Brock Berrigan's latest album, Point Pleasant. Hopefully we weren't too harsh on it where he sends us an mean email.
Well, it's probably good that he didn't join us for this. I mean, like, I think the vibe would have been much different, but...
Yeah, no, I'm sure we would have been a bit more, not, I don't want to say a bit less harsh, but we would have been more accommodating. Mm-hmm. And you're right, there are some questions, even outside of this particular album, just his method in general. I'd be really curious to, like, learn, like, how he does what he does, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's worth listening
to.
Come
on our show.
Yes. I think the album is worth listening to. If Brock Berrigan is something that you want to try to get into, I would probably recommend, for example, Way of Life, Four Walls and an Amplifier, one of his earlier albums like that. Because overall, I think those are much stronger albums. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. No, I agree. This is his first album of 2017. Since he seems to produce one pretty much every 6 months, I'm sure he'll have another before the year is out.
We'll see.
Yay.
In the meantime, listeners, if you think we are pleasant, tell us on Facebook at facebook.com/getyourfunk. Or...
Okay.
Okay, bye. Or you, if you're listening to us on SoundCloud... Click that heart button so that you can like this track or even repost it on your own account if you want. But more importantly, we encourage you to comment on this track and say things. But you won't, so whatever.
So passive-aggressive, Peter.
We're on Google Play as well. You don't need to look at it on your Android phone. It's on desktop as well, but I want to say you need a Google account. But I don't remember. Anyway. Whatever. Funk Radio. Bye.
We're like the most emo podcast out there. Life is darkness. My mom doesn't understand me. Whatever. Bye.
Bye. Jeez. Okay.
Yep.
But seriously, bye.